we're getting close to Shavuos, and it would be nice if we could be mitzaref a little bit an eon, which has to do with what we celebrate on Shavuos, the Zman Matan Tavoseinu, together with the parshiyos which we're learning just now. And the MS is that I think that there's a big kesher with what we learned last week in Parshas Bukhukaisai, with what we're going to be celebrating on Shavuos, which is that we became Mamleches Koyanim v'Goy Kodesh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Hakdoma to Matan Torah in Parshas Yisrael steht asoi. Atem Re'isem Asher Osisilem Mitzrayim. You witnessed the fact of all the things that I did to Mitzrayim, the makas which I brought against them. I carried you on the wings of eagles, and I brought you to me. And now, in Shemaya Tishmu Bekoile, Ushamatem Es Berisi, if you're going to listen to my koil on Hasinai, and you're going to keep the bris which I'm going to make with you, in the end of Mishpatim, B'shas Matan Torah, that's how most of the Rishonim learn. The Ramban is a different shit, but let's not get into that at this point. You're going to be my segula. You're going to be my segula. And then it says, V'atem tiyuli mamlechas koinim v'goy kodesh. Now, what is a segula? Steht in Rashi. Segula, oitza choviv. A segula is a beloved treasure. Kumoy usikulas hamelochim, kli yoko. It's an expensive keli, avonim toivos and diamonds. Shamelochim goinzim oisam, which kings hide away. Kach atem tiyuli segulo mishah umas. Just like kings have very, very precious possessions, and those precious possessions they tend to hide so that nobody should take them, nothing should happen to them. So you are my segula from all the nations. You're the one who is precious and the one whom I'm going to guard personally all the time. And this all the time I really took from the Ramban, because the Ramban adds something to what Rashi says. Shetiyu biyodi segula ki dova nechmat. If it's something which the king loves very much, lo yimserenu hamelach biyad acha. The king is not going to trust anybody else to look after it. Kamoi segulas melochim v'hamedinois. And that is what a segula is. A segula is something that the riba, the melech, who has this precious object, is not going to trust anybody with it. Because he's going to say, whom can I trust? Maybe they'll sleep a moment and somebody will take it. Maybe they'll be careless. I personally am going to watch this segula. That is what a segula is. And that is what we can become to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which by inference means that the correct relationship between the Ribbono Shel Olam and ourselves is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is constantly watching over us, just like the Melech watches constantly over his segula. Now, from this point, I want to move back to the Chukaisai. Last week we learned about the Teichocha, the Teichocha, which according to the Ramban is the Krisus Bris on the Luchos Shnius. And we all learned through it last week, and it's a sad story that we see all the threats which happened to us. Now, what interests me is the following. A few of the various madregas in the various warnings and oinchim which are in store for us if we don't act the way we should, and the pasuk in Bechukaisai often introduces that with ve'im teichu imi keri ve'loisoru lishmoyale ve'yosafti aleichem mako sheva kachatasechem. Now, what does it mean im teichu imi keri? Sagt Rashi, v'im teichu imi keri, Rabbi Seinu amru arai, b'mikre, she'eno elo lifrokim. If keri is something which is not important, and which only sort of happens in an irregular kind of way. There's no seder, b'mikre. It happens in accident. You know, I don't particularly care about this thing at all. Sometimes I'll do it, sometimes I won't do it. That is what keri means. V'im teichu imi keri, that if you relate to my mitzvahs, carry, meaning that they're not particularly important to you. You don't mind doing them when you remember, but you're not going to make a big effort to remember. Sometimes you'll do it, sometimes you won't do it. If that is your attitude towards the mitzvahs, then teichli mikeri, v'lo soivu lishmoyali, then v'yosafti aleichem mako shevar mechatasechem. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of punishments. That's over there. But then, by the next one it says already, v'im v'zois lo ishishmu li v'alachti mimi b'keri, v'olachti imochem b'chamas keri. So I am also going to walk with you, b'keri. V'yisati eschem af'oni sheva chatasechem, and I'll cause you all kinds of suffering. So you going with me, b'keri, will cause me to go with you, b'keri. As I said several times in the Mishnah. Now, in the Pasuk, I mean. So, it's a very, very difficult thing. Here, again, Afani Eilech Himochem Bekeri, here, Pasuk Mem, Vizvadis Varenam Vazavana Voisam, Vimalam Hashemolabi, Vafa Shaholchu in Mikeri, they're going to be misvadi on the fact that they went with me, Bekeri, Afani Eilech Himochem Bekeri, Vavesi Osam Beres Avem, and so on and so forth. So, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to react to our going with him, Bekeri. He's going to react and he's going to act to us, Bekeri. And what suddenly during Kriyas HaTorah, I never before thought of it in such a clear way, but I don't understand. If we go Bekeri, so what does Keri mean? Keri means that maybe it will, maybe it won't. It's not something that you care very much about, and sometimes you'll do it, sometimes you don't do it. It's arai. It's arai. It's something which is insignificant to you. So what's the Ribbono Shel Olam saying? If it's insignificant to you, so you're going to be insignificant with me. And once you're insignificant with me, then I'm going to go with you also, Bekeri, as a midah connected midah. You went with me, Bekeri, so I'm going to go with you, Bekeri. But I don't understand, because each time when the Torah says that I'm going to go with you, Bekeri, the Torah explains what's the Ribbono Shel Olam going to do. He's going to bring this punishment and that punishment. V'shilachti here, ולחתי אף אני מוחם בקרי ויקסי אסכם גם עוני שבל חוטי שכם ונבסי עליכם חרב נקמס נקמבריס ונסמת מלור all these terrible things, but you're going to us בקרי. If the chat would be that Ribbono Shel Olam says, look, you made me arai, so I'm going to make you arai, and I'm not going to look after you very much at all, so then, and anything that's going to happen to you is going to happen to you. That would be, as I understand it, appropriate midah connected midah for our taking our mitzvahs and our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam as a sort of arai. Yeah, it's not so important. Yeah, I do. I miss a mincha. I don't miss a mincha. Nish gefährlich. Yeah, that's the way you look at mitzvahs. So that's the way I'm going to look after you. I look after them. I don't look after them. What will happen, nish gefährlich. That's what I would understand is the minute they get made. But here the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to treat you Bekeri, and I'm going to bring this suffering on you, and I'm going to bring this suffering on you, and I'm going to bring this suffering on you. That's not being with us Bekeri. That is punishing us. So how do you describe that the middle, you took me lightly, I'm going to take you lightly, but bringing all these terrible punishments against us is not taking us lightly. What's going on over here? I don't know, I'm such an old man already, and I just don't remember ever thinking, or maybe I did think about it in past years, I don't know, but suddenly it struck me to this year by Kriyas HaTorah, I don't understand what the Pasuk is saying. So I suspected myself that I must be making some mistake, and I went somewhere to the Choshev and the Talmid HaChomim who were around the yeshiva over here, and there you saw, and I asked them, what's the pshat over here? And nobody seemed to know pshat. So it's a good shaila. If it's a good shaila, so what's the answer? So it suddenly occurred to me, and this is where the shruistika aspect of it comes in, that it could be that when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I will act to you, Bekeri, that is a bittul on the skula status. See, what did we see was the skula status? The skula status was that it's a segulas melachem hamadinos. It's something very, very precious that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to trust anybody else with. He is going to sit with this segula, and he's going to watch it, and he's going to keep the key to where it's kept, and it's going to be his personal responsibility to watch this segula because it's so precious to him. He's not going to trust anybody else with it. So the Ribbono Shel Olam could be saying, that's how I understand it now, and it makes a lot of sense to me. I can't swear to you that it's right, because I haven't seen anywhere that anybody says this. But to me it seems very, very poshut that when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, if you go with me, Bekeri, I will go with you, Bekeri, what does that mean? That means, I'm not going to watch you. I'm not going to watch you. So what do you mean you're not going to watch me? We are segula. And a segula, by definition, is something that you do watch, that you watch constantly, and that you don't trust anybody else with watching it. So what do you mean you're not going to watch us? Terrence is, but Ribbono Shel Olam says, you want to be my segula, so I should be your segula. You should take me seriously, you should take my mitzvah seriously, and you should do them with enormous conscientiousness and being very, very careful and letting nothing accidental, nothing careless come anywhere near kiyum mitzvahs. You go bekeri, so I'll also go bekeri. So what did we ask? So what does it mean? I go with you, Bekeri, and then I'm going to punish you this and punish you that and punish you that. What's going on over here? On that I have a teretz. On that I have a teretz. And that teretz, I think, is like this. In other words, we're not talking about when the Pasuk says in Bechukaisa, if you treat me, Bekeri, I'm going to treat you, Bekeri. Then that which the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to bring this and this and this and this against you, that's not the pshat in going Bekeri. The pshat in going Bekeri is like I said, I'm going to be careless about you. I'm not going to care particularly. What does that mean? That you're not my school anymore. Oh, so if you're not my school anymore, then comes the following aside. There's a very, very interesting Rabbeinu Bushaya in Pashas Shoftim by the Shoftu Esa'om Mishpat Tzedek. So what is Mishpat Tzedek? So Rabbeinu Bushaya says that it means mishpat shel tzedek shiyir ha-mishpat din nechtach. It has to be a strict, true din. V'chein kosu b'tzedek tishpat ha-misecha. V'kmai sh'omru yikach ha-din esoha. V'omar Rav Yakiva ein merachamim b'din. The Beis Din is called to be shoftu esoha mishpat tzedek, and no messing around here with rachamim. When you're sitting in judgment, when you're dying on a Beis Din, your job is not rachamim. Your job is din, 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 din. That is what mishpat tzedek means. As I said in Rabbeinu Bechaya. Ulekach omer mishpat tzedek, and the Torah wanted to stress that, and therefore it says it calls it mishpat tzedek. Shehare lo shoyn mishpat hu hamitzua v'inyan beinani. Because really, mishpat is something which is sort of balanced between din and rachamim. V'zeh shekosov yechalkel dvorov b'mishpat. Somebody who is very, very careful about what he speaks, it won't be fanatic, it won't be this, it'll be well balanced, and so on and so forth. So, mishpat tzedek, sharei loshon mishpat hu hamitzua v'inyan beinani. So the judges are supposed to be mishpat. What kind of mishpat? Tzedek. But that's only by human justice. When the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I am going to do tzedek, koilel din v'rachamim. That's koilel din and rachamim. Because the true mishpat, the true mishpat is a combination of din and rachamim. That's what mishpat is. Ulekach omer hakosov mishpat ot tzedaka b'Yaakov atosisa. And that by stois is dafke by Yaakov, by Yidin. By Yidin, the mishpat of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's a whole big story, but it will take too long to be koilel in this shir, this idea of mishpat. I'll just give you an example from modern Hebrew nowadays. Yeah, that's not for nothing that they call a sentence, in the grammatical sense, a sentence is mishpat. So what's a sentence got to do with mishpat? That's based on this Rabbeinu Bechaya. Because what is a sentence? A sentence is X number of words. Now you can take those same words and cut them all singly together and put them in a bag and shake them up, you won't have a sentence. What is a sentence? When all these words stand in a harmonious relationship to one another. There are certain grammatical rules which make a sentence, and that's what a mishpat is. A mishpat is a balanced, carefully relating in a thought out way of all the issues which are at hand. That's what a sentence is. And that is also what mishpat is. Mishpat is mitzvah, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says. It's the balancing between mishpat and rachamim. And that is what by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ulekachom ha'kosov mishpat utstoko v'yakov atosis. Utstoko is rachamim. Ki mishpat hu kav emtsoi. V'hu midosa shel Yaakov. U'mizeum ha'kosov and so on and so forth. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya is saying, actually it's a very, very interesting Rabbeinu Bechaya. If you have the chance, look at it. It's in Shoftim. Shoftim is on Mishpat Tzedek. Oh, so the Rabbeinu Shalom's Mishpat, Legaba Yaakov at least, at the Bonim of Yaakov, Beis Yaakov, is a combination of Mishpat and Rachamim. Rachamim is part of Mishpat by the Rabbeinu Shalom. A human judge, Vaisois, is not allowed to be Merachem. He's supposed to be Merachem outside the court, but when he's sitting in Besdin, his job is to say the din. Mishpat, Mishpat, Mishpat. That's a human judge. The Rabbeinu Shalom, who's not going to get involved in a personal way, meaning that he'll become Nageya, Chas v'Shalom, that by the Rabbeinu Shalom isn't Shayach. So by the Rabbeinu Shalom's Mishpat, it's a Mishpat which is a combination of din and Rachamim. Oh, but that's Alice's Jewish people. That's his segula. So his segula, why is segula so precious to him? Why is Klal Yisrael so precious to him? That's how it is. They're b'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They're b'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They're b'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They're b'nei Yisrael. Atem Reisim. That's how the Pesuk starts, how the Pesukim start. Atem Reisim is a Shosiz Mitzrayim. V'atov Shemaya Tishmu B'koyli Yishmatim is Perisi. Whom is he talking to? We're talking about Yidden. And the Rabbanishan promises, if you do what you're supposed to do, so then you'll be my Sekula. What's meant you're going to be my Sekula? You're going to be that precious unit which I'm going to look after, and nobody else is going to have a hand in looking after you. I'm going to be a constant shimer on you. But if you don't care two hoots about me, and you do a mitzvah, you won't do a mitzvah as it's convenient to you, no, so the milkenegger middle is that you'll also be carried to me. Carried to me, you're not my skula. If you're not my skula anymore, then my mishpat is a mishpat of din. And I'll do terrible things to you. I will punish you, not more than you deserve, but as you deserve. And rachamim is not going to have a function over here. Because for whom is rachamim intended? For the Beis Yaakov. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, that's the kavo and tsoi, whatever that means. That's, I think, a kabbalah, the gemusa, but it doesn't matter. We don't have to know what it means. Although that yesod, that Rabbeinu Shalom's mishpat is a combination of din and rachamim, that is with Yaakov's children. So we're going to be a skula. If you don't act like a skula, that means you don't care about me, and I'm arai by you, kinderlachter, you're going to become arai by me. Now once you're arai, so then I don't have any more this combination of mishpat and rachamim. Now I'm pure din. Pure din, I'm telling you, it's nishkin gutzach. I'm going to do this to you, and I'm going to do this to you, and I'm going to do this to you. You're going to have terrible, terrible, terrible punishments, which are matim to the averus which you have done. And why do you be so strict? Where's your rachamim? Because mishpat is mishpat, din is din. I'm sorry. You say by me, din and rachamim are both the chelek of mishpat. That's by the children of Yaakov. You're not acting like the children of Yaakov. You're not my skula. If you're not my skula, that's the way I'm going to act to you. And that is, I think, the pshat and the pasha. Now, I don't know. Again, I say I can't swear to it. And before you sort of accept this with absolute emunah, please don't. And check it out with your own rabbeim and see whether they're maskim to this. But I think that it's really a very good chat, and it triumphs very much this kasha. Monashach, if it's keri, if you remain, if you're if you're going to act out to us and carry it, it means you're not going to care about us. So when you suddenly come to bring all these punishments, you should have said that I'm going to not care about you. And usually I'm going to watch you all the time. And now I'm not going to watch you all the time. And who knows what's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to you? That is what I think this Pasha is saying, Masay. And that's my chiddush. It's either true or not true. I can't tell you. But you should think about it and you should ask. And if you're going to be a mamaska, it's a good shot, that the Rabbanishon's threat that he'll treat us precarely means that it's a temporary bittul on our segula status. Why do I say temporary? Because according to this, it's so beautiful how the Teichocha over here in Bukhu Kaisa ends. It tells us over there about how we'll be in Golas and all the tzoras that are going to happen to us to Golas. Oh, it's going to be so bad. But then something happens. V'zochati es polisi Yaakov, v'aves polisi Yitzchok, v'aves polisi Avraham Esko, v'ores Esko. V'afgam zois, I skipped the pasuk. B'yoysom v'eretz oyveyem, loy ma'astem, loy ga'altem, l'chaloysom, l'hofe brisi etom, ki ani Hashem elokeyem. V'zochati lohem bris l'shoynem ha'shoyt. Shesos om v'yos mitzrayim, l'eni ha'goyim, v'yos lohem ani Hashem. Oh! That's beautiful. The Teichocha ends with Afgam Zoish B'yosom Be'eretz Ovehem Loi Masin Loi Galtin. The bris is going to be Kayim. Don't think, oh, this is so Moyodik. But again, it's only Moyodik if it's Emes. So what he's saying is, don't think that because in the terrible, terrible years of your Golos, because in the terrible, terrible years of your Golos, I was Heilach in Chokeri, I didn't treat you as a scholar. Don't think that that is a permanent bittul on the scholar status. Once you've had the Einshin that you have, and once you've been in Golas long enough, listen to this. I'm going to remember you're the children of the Ovas, you're the children of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and that is going to be the ultimate relationship. Chas v'sholem, that your loss of the scholar status because of your halisha imu bekeri should be a permanent state. God forbid. That's not going to be. For a while, it's going to be that way. And it'll free the deck, as it were, for me to give you the einshim that you deserve without the rachamim, because you deserve it. You went with me bekeri, so you're not my scholar. But the scholar status will come back. Ba'afkam zois, v'yoysam, be'eretz aveyem, lo'im ma'astem, lo'im ga'altem, lo'chaloysam, lo'ofi'o brisi etam, ki'ani Hashem elokeyem.